a lot of people suffer in silence and they don't.
This is Serenity Now, holistic approaches to health and happiness, presented by Serenity Now Massage Therapy in Cornelius.
In order to make changes, you kind of have to accept your current state. Really, because in 2010, I was a rape survivor, and I have worked through all of those things.
Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than perfect.
Helping you overcome adversity and achieve holistic healing to live your best life.
Mind, body, spirit approach to health and happiness.
Here's Danielle Ratliff.
I'm your host, Danielle Ratliff, and you're listening to Serenity Now, Holistic Approaches to Health and Happiness on WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, or streaming online at wsicweb.com/serenitynow. You can also listen to podcast replays on my Spotify channel. The Serenity Now show is brought to you by Serenity Now Massage Therapy in Cornelius, where you can get a great massage and find Serenity Now. So if you or someone you know is in chronic pain or in need of some stress relief, you can book your Serenity session online or purchase gift certificates at SerenityNowCornelius.com. And if you're interested in receiving periodic text messages with our latest massage promotions, text the word MASSAGE to 56274. You can also text the word RADIO to that same number, 56274, if you want to receive a weekly text update with show replay links and guest contact information. Again, just text the word MASSAGE and or RADIO to 56274. And so today, I'm super excited. I'm sitting here with Rob Bennett, and he owns and operates several local lake-related businesses. He was the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce 2018 Entrepreneur of the Year, and Rob is also starting a journey in empowerment speaking and mentoring new entrepreneurs and artists with his new company, Dispute Logic. So say hi, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, Rob and I met, I guess it was a few years ago maybe, through a networking group, Lake Norman Small Business Networking, At the time, you know, you were mostly focusing on your lake-related businesses, so I'll kind of let you jump in and share some of your backstory, you know, with the listeners, because you've had quite the journey.
Sure. No, it's a it has been quite interesting. You know, I kind of did the ultimate dream of what some people think is the ultimate dream, going from the corporate lifestyle to a surf shop, right? Well, a paddleboard shop, kind of the same thing. It's been quite taking that move, and then, you know, opening additional businesses here on the lake and seeing some different opportunities to get more people involved and more people on the lake. And then now getting more into adding more value to people and trying to get a message out there and hoping to make some positive changes in that way.
Very cool. So I know you're doing some empowerment speaking and mentoring. So, you know, you say that there's a message that you want to get across, you know, to people. So you share a little bit about, you know, this new phase in your life and, you know, what's the message you're trying to share and all that good stuff.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I think a lot of this comes from my own personal journey, as we've talked about, and I know that we share a very similar journey. We both have been through some pretty interesting things in our lives, and it's only that when we come to grips with those things that we can actually talk about them. And being able to talk about them, we also become a gift to others. So now that we have a gift that's been given to us, you know, now there's a gift that we can give out to other people. And that's the value. That's what lights me up. Without a doubt, I can start talking about this and this radio show could go on for days. it's really the thing that all I want to do at this point is just to go down that road and just learn how to add more value and take the gifts that I've been given and pass those on.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in regards to the personal development type stuff, I mean, would you say that there's one specific thing that you tend to focus on with a lot of the people that you work with, or is there one like overarching goal that you have for, you know, your mentees and the entrepreneurs that you are, you know, helping?
Yeah, sure. No, absolutely. I love that question. I think the biggest thing is with the personal development side of it is this is a great time to talk about it too, right? So we're right at that point of New Year's resolutions, right when people start to go, tag on it, another year and I'm already falling back and I'm already falling behind. And I think the key to it is, you know, one of the biggest things that people have for their New Year's resolutions is getting better health, to lose weight. And I use that one just because it's a very common one. So many people have that same goal. But, you know, really, is it really a secret? Is it such a secret how to do this? I mean, it's kind of hard to get away from all the reasons and all the people telling us how to do it. Is more harder than to actually find the answer. The answer's right there. But why do people fail? And I think that's what I try to address, is what's the psychology behind, you know, 80% of it is psychology, 20% is your strategy. So having the right strategy, you can go into the new year with that resolution, with that right strategy, but you can fail and you go, well, I had the right strategy, but what was the problem? What was the issue? And that's what I like to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the issue, like you said, it's typically mindset. You know, I was a registered dietitian for 5 or 6 years doing nutrition counseling at a bariatric weight management clinic with patients who were 300, 400, 500, 600 pounds. You know, most of them were headed towards gastric bypass surgery, and they knew everything. You know, they knew how to do it. You know, it wasn't that I was teaching them anything nutrition-wise that they knew. It was that they didn't have the right mindset yet. You know, and they had some limiting beliefs, maybe some mental blocks that were getting in their way. And so I like that you really kind of dig deep with people. It's not surface level stuff. You know, you hosted a vision board event back in December that I attended that was, you know, really cool. So I'd like to kind of touch on that today. So, you know, explain what is a vision board exactly?
Sure.
You know,
sure. That's a great prelude, because I actually have another one coming up. So in 2 weeks, I'm actually doing another vision board workshop, which again will be a little more planned out. It's so easy for me to go deep, as you know. So the vision board is really not just about getting that. When we say vision, we think of sight. We think of a picture. But really getting that future person, and that who do we really want to be and why do we want to be? What's our purpose? What's our motivation? If it's money, it's not a really good motivation. If it's a purpose, if it's a charity, if it's a reason that serves others, then that motivation will pull you to get through what you need to get through. And none of us like to be pushed. Mm-hmm. So being pulled to something is really the key. And that's really the way that, you know, we keep ourselves with a mindset, is having the purpose, the why, the outcome. So my vision boards, one of my boards is called my why board, or my purpose board. And on that board, I have all the reasons, the people in my life, the reasons, the whatever it might be, why I do what I do, the charities, who I want to help, what I want to do in the future. And then I have my vision board, which is also where I see myself personally, and being able to give back and being in a position to do a whole lot more for others than I do today.
Yeah. So really having that, your why board, you know, that really struck me when I was in that class that you led. You know, I hadn't really thought about the why we do what we do. And that's such a more impactful motivator than just this is what I want to achieve and this is what I want to be. But when you really dig down, like, what is driving me to want to do those things? And that's super important. So I remember from that class that you actually suggest like 3 boards, you know, so you have your why board, and then you have your future board, so like your goals, your aspirations, like you were saying, but then you also have like your past board. So what have you overcome in your life? What, you know, where did you start from? And so you create these boards, and they don't have to be, you know, super artsy or pretty or anything like that. It just needs to have meaning for you. And then you put them in places where you're going to look at them every day and be reminded, because every day is not going to be an incredible experience. We, you know, we're human. We all have crappy days. But if you have those boards, it can kind of realign your mindset. So I think that's super cool. So when is this upcoming class that you're hosting?
So the next one's coming in 2 weeks. So Wednesday, so just under 2 weeks now. So last night would have been the 2 weeks.
So Wednesday, the 23rd?
The 23rd at 6:30, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about it. And I'll have all my boards there. And again, that past board is so important, because until you can really put the past in its place and you can really address anything you need to that holds you back from moving forward, that future vision is always going to have something tied to it. So the more that you can look back and name that board my perfect past and understand that everything that's happened up to this point has happened for a reason, has mm-hmm. happened to get me to today. So everything as good as it was, as bad as it was, as painful as it was, as trying as it was, as challenging as it was, it's made us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here. So if you can live in that appreciation every day, you live in that beautiful state. You live in that you have that smile every day because you know that everything happens for us and not to us.
And that's so funny you say for us and not to us, because that's exactly what was going through my head just there, because, you know, we all go through stuff in life and not all of it's good, but you sometimes have to just have faith that, you know, there is a higher reason for the bad stuff and that it is happening for us. It's happening to shape us so we can evolve and grow and you know, hopefully make an impact in other people's lives and just grow through the process and, you know, really get into that flow state, as I like to call it, where, you know, you're just kind of in the groove and, like, you wake up and you're excited for your day and you're living your purpose. And, you know, yeah, everything's not going to go right 100% of the time or right in your mind. You know, there's really no wrong or right in this world, I don't think. I just think that basically you have to get into the mindset that, okay, this is not happening to me. This is part of my journey, my path, and I will get through it, and I'll look back and I'll maybe see the reason why. You know, you don't always see the reason why. And, you know, it doesn't matter who or what, you know, you believe in, whether it's God, you know, universe, Allah, Buddha, you know, Elvis, whatever, like it doesn't matter. But
sure.
But if you can have that faith in yourself and something bigger than you, then it's going to make your life a heck of a lot easier.
It really is. And I think, you know, I think the one thing that people don't understand sometimes is that life is hard for a reason. It's not just because life is hard. People go, life is hard. Life isn't just hard because life is hard and we're victims. Life is hard because if life isn't hard, we don't evolve. Mm-hmm. If we don't evolve, we're not better than our last generation. If we're not better than our last generation, then we become extinct. Mm-hmm. So we actually fail, just like the animals. Life isn't easy for anybody. And there's not one animal out there that has an easy life. The ants, the whatever it is, they're all fighting for survival. They all have a tough life. It's hard because they're also evolving. So everything evolves. So life is meant to be hard. And when you can take that in and understand that life is meant to be hard, I would be scared if my life was easy, because it would mean that I'm not changing, I'm not evolving. Mm-hmm. So having a hard life, if you look at it the right way, it's actually a good thing.
Yeah, it is, because otherwise you are not learning from experience. You are just staying stagnant. You know, you're the same person year over year. You know, I would hope that people are able to look back and say, you know, oh, I'm a totally different person than I was, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or even a year ago, because that shows that personal development and growth, you know, which you're really getting into that personal development world. So I'm super excited for you, you know, and all that's coming for you. And if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Danielle Ratliff, and this is Serenity Now, Holistic Approaches to Health and Happiness, brought to you by Serenity Now Massage Therapy. And I'm talking today with Rob Bennett. He is an empowerment speaker and personal development mentor, and he has also been known for many of his businesses that are on the lake, My Aloha Paddleboard and Sports. He's done a lot of cool stuff in the community and been involved in many different groups. You know, you were also involved in Young Elites, which is one of my favorite charities. You know, so you really have done a lot of giving back, and it's just exciting to see you kind of stepping into your own and being on this new path. You know, so I know that you are big into meditation. So share with the listeners, you know, what's your daily routine? And how does meditation, you know, impact your life, and how does it help you?
Sure, absolutely. You know, meditation, when you say I'm big into meditation, you know, I wouldn't say I'm big into meditation. It's actually a pretty new thing for me as well. And then a lot of these changes, like you mentioned before, to change, you have to become a new person. You have to become somebody who, you're not going to become in the same identity, somebody different. You can't hold on to that same identity and become somebody different. And I think that's where a lot of people miss that. Meditation, to calm your mind and to be able to get rid of the monkey mind, as we call it, right? All these useless thoughts, the jumble in our mind, the stories, the lies, to be able to calm that down and to go into a calm state, that allows the part of your brain that comes up with the good thoughts, the creative ones, to light up. And that's where you start being into a whole different mindset. And that's where meditation has been very, very interesting. It's something that is, it's a lifetime of teaching. It's something you don't learn overnight. It's something that you consistently will work on throughout your life, but it's something now that I can't live without. It's at 10, 15 minutes a day, normally in the morning, where I can really calm my mind and start the day on a calm start. I used to wake up, turn on the news. I don't do that anymore for a year. Get that negative energy, turn on my computer, check emails, look at my phone. All of a sudden, here we go. The thoughts are going, everything's going, and the day's already a jumble and chaos. And that's why we live in the stress and we live in the states that we live in, and the survival states, because there's so much getting our attention. So to be able to calm yourself and to be able to pay attention, even with our children, I think meditation is so big. If we can get our kids, we send them to school. One of my biggest messages is we tell them to pay attention in school, but we never teach our kids how to concentrate, right? So concentration and being able to calm the mind and finish a full task. A lot of our children these days can't finish a full task because they're so distracted. So in a world of distractions, meditation is an oasis. It's a paradise. It can keep you in a beautiful state. Between meditation and gratitude and appreciation, it's definitely changed my life.
Mm-hmm. So you start most days with the meditation. I'm sure you're somebody who probably thinks about, you know, what am I grateful for? Because when we focus on what we're grateful for, we tend to attract more of that. You know, it puts us in a better mindset and we're able to better handle everything throughout our day. You know, and I like that you gave the background of how you used to be with, you know, turning the news on, checking email first thing, you know, turning the computer on and jumping right into work tasks, because that used to be me too. You know, as a small business owner, you feel like you have to do that. I mean, I can remember checking emails before I even got out of bed, you know, turn my phone on and pull up Outlook. And that just doesn't put you in the right frame of mind, because immediately you're worrying about this and that. And, you know, what's your day going to be like? Am I going to have enough energy to, you know, get through the day and do everything I need to do? And your feet haven't even hit the floor yet, you know. So how can you be positively productive if you're in that mental space? Yeah, so speak a little bit about, you know, your gratitude type habits. I mean, what are you doing there? Do you just think about them in your mind? Do you write them down?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, just backing up to what you were just talking about, that state, I call that survival, right? So you're not, like you said, you're not even out of bed and you're already in survival mode. And we're not meant to live like this. We're human beings. We are not meant to live in a world that is... we're meant to enjoy this world and enjoy life and enjoy experiences and live outside of this identity of, you know, where we put ourselves in survival. We live in a pretty good life here. We have a lot of conveniences. We have a lot of things afforded to us. We're not fighting for day in, day out survival. Things are here for us. The opportunities are here. It's just a different mindset. And with the gratitude stuff, I think that's where I'm grateful for, is just the opportunities that we have and that we are able to do the things we do. Even the phone, you know, if you use it for the right things, we have more information in our hand than Ronald Reagan had as president, right? So it can be a very powerful thing, but it can be such a negative thing. And we're given all these things for a reason. This isn't just happens, right? So each one of these things are sort of a test. And if we can be an overcomer and understand that, you know, we need to put the screens away, we need to be bigger than what life is being bigger than us. So we create it. We choose the way it is, not it chooses the way it's going to make us, and that everybody's falling in that pattern. And when you ask me about my message and my mission, that's kind of where it goes. Mm-hmm. It's that repetitive pattern that everybody falls into the same thing that everybody else does, and everybody lives in a world of, you know, it's not suffering as people think of the word suffering. It's, is this all there is? Is this good enough? Is this, I'm okay with this? Is this, we shouldn't have to live like that. You know, there's so much more out there. And I think that's the state that so many people live in. And so that's probably my biggest message on gratitude. Of course, every day I think about the things in my past that I'm grateful for, things today, just like my vision board. And then I also think about things in the future that I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. I see that future self. I see that person that I know I've got to make changes to get and become. But I see those changes happening, and then I see myself and I see the emotion that I'm in that moment already in the future. And that gratitude of making that happen and seeing that happen is just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of inundating your mind with the vision of your future self and being grateful for the journey to that future self. And not focusing on all the negative things, thoughts, you know, the monkey mind, as you call it, I call it squirrel brain, same thing. You know, it's when you just get that overwhelm and you can't really focus. You know, you spoke about the kids not being able to focus in school, and I do think, you know, the meditation practices and the gratitude practices do make a difference in mindset overall and in self-care. You know, I use a guided meditation app. There's a ton out there, you know, so you don't just have to sit with your thoughts. If that's too difficult for you, you can use these guided meditation practices. You know, yoga is another great way to kind of get into that flow state. And I know you're one of your businesses, you actually have some yoga classes, so I'll let you just share a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd love to. That's such a great prelude into that. So our focus now is doing more, getting people involved into yoga and meditation the correct way. And this is so very, very important. So I've been speaking to yoga owners and operators, and they tell me that about half of the people that come in for a first class never come back. And why is that? Well, they get into a class that might be too difficult, or they're uncomfortable because people are a little bit in their own zone when they're doing their yoga thing. So they're not always paying attention to people and being so, you know, maybe welcoming. And then the other side of that is that meditation. So we're doing 101 meditation and yoga, where you learn more about it. You learn what it's about, why people meditate. And it's even with yoga, you come in and everybody's new. So you learn how to get a yoga mat, where to put it down. You learn all the right things, and you're not so feel uncomfortable. And we try to bring you in the right way and then guide you to the best practice that's available for you.
And that facility where you're doing that is in Davidson, correct?
That's correct. Right, yeah. There at North Harbor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how can listeners get in touch with you personally? You know, how can they follow along with your businesses? You know, where are some outreach places that they can go to?
Yeah, sure. So for the Aloha, for the paddle sports and Aloha Studio, everything's pretty much under our Aloha name. The Aloha Studio is where we do all of our workshops now in meditation, and paddle sports is Aloha Paddle Sports, and then Dispute Logic. Facebook is probably the most content that I put out currently, from Facebook, from different avenues, from my personal page to Dispute Logic and to a few other channels.
Yeah. Okay, so they can just search Dispute Logic on Facebook, or they can search Rob Bennett, two N's, two T's.
That's it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much,
yeah,
you know, for
you
coming in today, Rob. Today, the Serenity Now show has been brought to you by Serenity Now Massage Therapy. If you or someone you know is in pain or in need of some stress relief, you can book your Serenity session online at SerenityNowCornelius.com. If you want to receive weekly text messages with our guest contact information and show replays, text the word radio to 56274. And if you want to be opted into promotional messages regarding Serenity Now Massage Therapy, just text the word massage to 56274. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. That's where I have my writings and mental health blog. So if you want to follow along with my personal story, you're welcome to do that. My handle is Danielle's Pieces, so pieces like the puzzle pieces. And I look forward to sharing again with you guys next week. I will be spotlighting the HD Life Foundation as my monthly charity. Debbie Dalton will be speaking with us. And if you want to follow along with old shows and replay old podcasts, visit wsicweb.com/serenitynow, or I have a Spotify channel. So thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, be a good human and spread some positivity.
You've been listening to Serenity Now, holistic approaches to health and happiness, presented by Serenity Now Massage Therapy on West Catawba Avenue in Cornelius. Visit SerenityNowCornelius.com. Listen on demand to past shows at wsicweb.com/serenitynow. Please don't you ever, ever feel like